First of all, thank you for attending my presentation entitled "Evaluation of the Data Validity in a New Danish National Database for Early Detection of Infants at Risk." I'm afraid you'll have to be a bit have to be a it's a little hard to find the link between vaccine improvement approaches and my presentation, but perhaps you will find it. As it's already said, my name is Anne Marie Hosgaard, and I'm from Aalborg University in Denmark. And let me start out giving you a few background information about Denmark and about our healthcare system. Denmark is a very small country placed about in the middle of Europe, as indicated on the map. We are only about 5.5 million inhabitants altogether. That's less than a small American city. Our healthcare system is nationalized, which means that it's paid over the taxes, which again means that it's free for all Danes to go to GPs and to the hospitals. Denmark is divided into 98 municipalities, and it is the responsibility of the municipalities to take care of health prevention and health promotion. At birth, all Danes are given a unique personal identifier, a so-called CPR number, or Central Personal Registration Number. And because of that number, we have been able to develop several electronic databases on a national level. One of those is the National Children's Database. It was established in spring 2009, and the objective is to monitor all Danish children from the birth till they leave public school at the age of approximately 17 years, in order to be able to detect any health-related risks as early as possible. However, we have a few problems with the database so far, so it's still being run in a pilot version. I'll be back to, in a moment, which problems I'm speaking about. But so far, the only indicators in the pilot versions are height, weight, passive smoking, and breastfeeding. And of course, that limits the area of research and monitoring into almost only childhood obesity and a few other areas. But in fact, childhood obesity is becoming a major problem also in Denmark. About 11% of our children are obese today. So even in this pilot version of the database, data are very valuable. When the problems I just spoke about are solved, hopefully in the near future, the database is meant to include several other data also, and those data can be divided into three main groups: data about growth and development, about mental and physical health, and about well-being and behavior. When the National Center, the National Children's Database was established 2.5 years ago, it cost all 98 municipalities to replace their paper-based children's health records with electronic municipal children's health records. And the way data are entered into these records and the places in which that happens are different according or depending on the child's age. For children between birth and 1 year of age, data are entered by municipal staff nurses at home visits. And these nurses will pay all Danish parents with newborn children between 6 and 9 visits during the first year of life for their baby. And at those visits, they'll bring a laptop in an offline mode and enter the data. And once they are back and the laptop is connected to the municipal local network, data are transmitted directly to the municipal central children's database. And that happens via a web service transmission. For children between 17 years of age, and that's children in public school in Denmark, public health health monitoring takes place at school clinics. So the children will go to the school clinics and be examined by municipal staff, nurses and physicians, and they will enter the data into laptops in an online mode, which means that data are transmitted to the municipal central children's database right away. We have four different municipal children's health record systems in Denmark. Once a day, data, the four data indicators I just mentioned, height, weight, breastfeeding, and passive smoking, are transmitted from the municipal, see if this works, from the municipal central children's database to the national children's database. And then for children between 1 and 5 years of age, their health is monitored by private care practitioners. And in Denmark, the private care practitioners have had electronic health records for quite some years by now, all of them. And we have altogether 11 different systems in our small country. And these systems are owned by the single private practitioners. So once they have entered data about health-related issues into their systems, they are stored at each clinic. And then again, once a day, the four indicators are transmitted to the National Central Children's Database. However, while it's obligatory for all 98 municipalities to deliver data to the National Central Children's Database, it's still voluntary for the DPs to do so, to participate. So today only 30% of the DPs transmit data to the National Database. And that has caused me to only, so far, only focus on data from municipalities in the evaluation study. So the fact that only 30% of the DPs participate in collecting data from children's examinations is one problem. Another problem is that the Danish National Board of Health, which owns the National Children's Database, has found the data in the database are not valid. And that is the background for the evaluation study I'm doing right now and which I'm going to tell you a little bit more about right now. There are three objectives for the evaluation study. First of all, it is to optimize the validity of the data in the National Children's Database. And I am doing that through studies both of the type of errors that occur and then of where in the data generating process these errors occur, in order to be able to use this rich amount of data in this national database. Right now, data are not being used for any purposes. They're just laying there. And then it is to analyze the socio-technical problems associated with public health informatics development in general. And thirdly, it is to develop an analytical method to validate data in public health informatic databases, also in general. The population is all Danish children from birth till about 17 years of age, except for children between 1 and 5 years of age, in four different municipalities using the four different electronic health record systems. It's a multiple case study, including a register study and an ethnographical study. And the data In the register study, data from both the National Children's Database and from the four municipal children's databases are analyzed using the software system SPSS. And in the ethnographical study, observations and interviews with both municipal staff, nurses, and physicians are being carried throughout the data generating process. We are focusing on height, weight, this personal central identifier, and the time for data entry. I'll go back to this slide just to show where in the process errors can occur. And of course, first of all, errors, there's a risk of errors to occur when data are entered into the different system, out in the different local context where data are gathered. And then there's a risk of errors to occur every time data are transmitted from laptop to database or from database to database. The study, the evaluation study, is still in one of its first phases, but the results have already shown that errors do occur when data are entered. All municipal staff, nurses, and physicians have been at courses and have been taught that they have to enter data immediately after having finished the examinations, both at home clinics home visits and at school clinics. But that's not what's happening out in the different local contexts. More nurses feel uncomfortable sitting writing on a computer in front of the children and the parents. So instead, they'll write small notes, and once they're back in their office, they'll enter data for all the kids they've been examining the entire day. And errors do occur when they're using that kind of work practice. And then a statistician and I have been looking at the data sets, and so far we have found two main groups of errors. The first one, true duplets, which means that the same data about height and weight are transmitted for the same child the same day. Those errors are pretty easy to deal with. But the other group of errors, the false duplets, are more serious, because that means that different data about height and or weight are transmitted for the same child on the same day. And it's often impossible to identify which set of data is the correct ones. So far, we don't know why these errors occur or where in the process they occur, so we have still a long way to go. And the next steps will be, first of all, to involve some more colleagues. A colleague who's a specialist in data mining and data transmitting and data management is already involved. And she's going to look further into if there should be any more main groups of errors in the different data sets. And then she's going to look thoroughly at data transmission, because it's quite obvious that errors do occur during data transmission. And then another colleague and myself are going to carry on the studies out in the different local contexts to gain a deeper insight in the different work practices taking place both at home visits and at school clinics. So I'll end my presentation by summing up which scientific contributions this study already has made and hopefully will make to public health informatics. First of all, it describes the design of a national public health database comprising data from all Danish children from birth until 17 years of age, or at least in 1 or 2 years, it's going to comprise data from all children, also children between 1 and 5 years of age. And then it analyzes the socio-technical problems associated with public health informatics development, and especially it analyzes the importance of knowing about work practices out in the different local contexts where data are gathered and entered. And then it will offer an analytical method to validate data in public health informatics databases in general. So let me finish my presentation by asking you if or inviting you to participate in some way or another. If you have any ideas of how we could collaborate across borders on this project, you please contact me later on. Thank you for your attention.